We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Miami Heat Beast Postgame Show. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas. And with me today, we have our producer and intern, Pablo.
What's up, guys? We almost had it.
Pablo, I've been calling you the Goo Goo Gaga intern because you're a baby. And so when I explain to people that I have an intern, I refer to you as the Goo Goo Gaga intern.
Why have I turned 23 in exactly 18 days. Goo Goo Gaga. My Draymond year.
You are a baby. Please don't call it the Draymond year.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Please don't ever do that again. Also here tonight, we got the Saucy Takes, Coach Lou.
Oh man, what's up, man? They beat the sign out of me today, man. It's been a
there are no saucy takes in Bossing Say.
No, people hated my Aaron Gordon tweet. Look, man, I can still love the guy.
Lou made a mistake of tweeting he loved Aaron Gordon tonight. That's just a bad call by you.
Horrible call, guys. Horrible call. Saucy take for sure. fit the name, man.
At least we can see the sign.
I wish he was on our team so bad. That's all. That's the whole reason for that.
Well, unfortunately, he's a Denver Nugget, and they won 103-97. I got to be honest with you, a shockingly competitive game. I think at the end of a four-game road trip against a team that, I got to be honest straight up, I think is the worst matchup for Miami. I'd rather play Boston. I'd rather play Boston and then you add Kevin Durant than play the Nuggets.
Okay, let's...
I think this matchup is really difficult. And Miami, listen, they were competitive and they did it with defense. Their offense was, I think to say it was struggling is to be nice. I think Denver does a couple of things on defense specifically that bother Miami. But hey, man, Denver's half court offense, not very good, below average, 94 offensive rating. That's not very good. Really kept them limited their opportunities in transition and really kind of held them down in transition, only 100 offensive rating in transition. Again, that's not very good. So Miami did their job defensively, right? I think that they had a couple of miscues or whatever. But Lou, let's talk about that because I think that's the most impressive thing about tonight. And we'll get into the offense and everything that kind of went wrong with Rozier and their scoring in general. But I think defensively, the drop has really found some life. I think against Jokic, it allowed Bam to play a little more one-on-one for guys to stay home on people. I think the Heat guards did a good job getting around screens, competing, helping from the corners. I think they were sharp.
It also helped just the fact that we actually had some more size throughout the entire course of the game. Just Jovic in general playing some minutes aside from, the Gabe Vincent on Aaron Gordon minutes were not pretty last year. Just some kind of size helped. Like you said, people staying home. I think everybody was kind of switching everything aside from practically Bam. Bam was just going to drop the whole game. He would switch late in shot clocks and stuff. A couple times they switched when Aaron Gordon would be the one getting the screen from Jokic. But, like, you know, it's big on big, so that's okay. But I just think the defense, like you said, the defense was not the issue today. They did their job. They held him to 103 points, 43% from the floor, and they still shot 35 and 90% from the line. So, you know, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like they were just missing good looks either, to be very honest. They were making some tough, tough shots, particularly Michael Porter Jr., KCP as well. Like, you know, it was, they had their shot makers making shots, but I think Miami was actually battling very well on the defensive end for practically, I want to say just about the whole game, except for the some moments in that first quarter was kind of spotty.
Yeah, so Denver, I mean, really, the second quarter, I think, is when it came most alive for Miami. Denver had a 36-point first quarter. Not now, but they tied up 20 points in the quarter, second quarter, 27-20. I think they kind of did a pretty even job there, Pablo. Defensively, that's where they've made their money during this streak, I think, most of all. Pablo, on offense, it was a mixed bag. Shout out to Tiffany Meeks, to say the least. I think Denver does a good job of eating space, particularly Jokic in a drop, and it kind of allows their bigger guys, like Gordon's a big body, KCP's really good around screens, Jamal Murray's a bigger guard, right? These kind of bigger physical guys helping, and Jokic just eats space. He sits in a drop. Those guys do such a good job getting over screens, and Miami doesn't have a lot of answers to do that. One of the things that they were able to do was kind of had Jimmy attack Reggie Jackson on switches, and Denver just started overloading that side of the ball, sending more help. Kind of became an issue. Miami really was not ideal, and they can't really zip the ball. They can't do like a cross, you know, like in soccer. Like,
yeah,
right. They couldn't really find angles to do that, Pablo, and that just really was the story of their night.
It was really anemic today too. So like, if it wasn't Jimmy, like matchup hunting, there we weren't really scoring. Jaime wasn't great. Terry Rozier at times was making his mid ranges, but the moment he would start working from the 3-point line to shoot a three, it was an air ball every time. And it's just with Jokic, that team is so lanky. So with Brown, Gordon, Jokic, it's hard to just find something in the
Braun.
Is it Brown or Braun? I don't know how to say his name.
I think they say Brown, but I'm pretty sure it's Christian Braun. I don't want to mess up his name though.
Nice yeah, name, but they just struggle to just KCP is a pest on defense, and they just have our number on offense. Like when we're trying to score, if it's not Jimmy Butler forcing something in, like even like Duncan was scoring, he was getting to the basket, but they were going over the screens every single time and not allowing Duncan to shoot threes. And then you had Jokic on the bottom just waiting.
Six attempts for him.
Yeah, you like in a game like this without Hero, you see that like at 8-9. But they know how to play Duncan. They know how to bother Jimmy, which is something that a lot of teams don't know how to do, but the Nuggets just know how to bother Jimmy on the defensive end.
Miami only took 26 threes, to your point, Pablo, which is just really not what they do. They usually take in the 35 range.
There are a couple of times where Caleb had open threes, and then the moment he caught the ball, they already closed out. So he could, and with how slow his hitch is on that jumper, there's no way he's getting that off in time. So it's just Denver knows how to guard Miami. And that's another reason why we struggle so much against them. They have our number.
Yeah, I think that, Lou, the way that they play drop and, like I said, all that stuff. You know, and by the way, I kind of want to say something, because Denver, I believe Denver was on the second night of a back-to-back.
Yep.
And they played guys a ton of minutes. Did they play yesterday? Yes, they did.
Yeah,
they played Sacramento. Yeah.
And they beat the Kings.
They annihilated the Kings. And tonight, they had guys in high 30s, everybody. Jokic played 38. Gordon played 37. Porter played 38. KCP played 34. And then really at the end of their bench, guys, Najee played 5 minutes. Justin Holiday played 8. You know what I mean? PJ Watson, P. Watson played 15. So not a lot when, as opposed to Miami, I mean, Jimmy played 40, but really nobody else over 35. Bam, you know,
Bam and Duncan at 35. In the fourth quarter again.
No Jovic in the fourth. Although I thought Jovic was a little bit out of control. I don't know about you guys. I thought he provided them good stuff, but I think he made a few too many unforced errors. And I think sometimes he has some decisions that go a little awry.
Yeah, sometimes, if I'm being honest, yeah, keep in mind he's still 20. So this is like, I actually thought for some stretches in the game there, he was realistically kind of holding us together. I like the way he was picking up the pace. Some of the passes are a little awry. I think some of the miscommunication, and particularly he had one to Caleb on the break where Caleb didn't fully fill to the corner, and it would have been a good pass if Caleb had fully filled to the corner, but he didn't, so then it ended up being a TO. You know, just some of those things. I think his minus 16 today was honestly just due to the fact that first quarter one was absolutely...
They were losing. They're
just
losing.
It was just ridiculous. But it was, you know... the way I'll put it is I do... With him in the rotation, I like our chances better if we're entirely healthy. Just because... It doesn't give them a target for Aaron Gordon. I feel like that is literally what, you know, because say what you want, like Bam did his thing today against Jokic, particularly like he made the game tough for him. This wasn't Jokic's most efficient game. You know, he shot 40% from the field.
Didn't even have 20.
Yeah, didn't even have 20. Like he held him to, you know, like below Jokic standards, which is still a good game for just about anybody else, but not for him. So like those things were cool. To be honest, I just think the Heat's biggest issue against this Denver team is kind of like some things that you guys hit on is they literally just forced the Heat to take mid-rangers. They're like, you're not getting to the rim and you're not shooting threes. They did not allow Duncan Robinson. They didn't, to be honest, not just Duncan. The only people
Duncan
that
got
they
the
were,
rim at least a few times.
He was scoring.
But the only people that like were not like heavily closed out. Caleb was heavily closed out on more than Terry Rozier was today, even in the first quarter before the game started.
One of those guys shoots 25% and the other guy doesn't.
I'm just saying like he was brought here to, you know, shoot, but he wasn't closed out on, and neither was Jovic, which is, you know, part of his looks being open where they literally were like, they were allowing him to shoot. So, you know, my point is, obviously, Jimmy doesn't get closed out on either. So it's three guys that they're really not closing out on. So their entire focus is on, to be honest, Duncan Robinson not shooting threes and we're just living with the results.
The way they're guarding him is just the moment he touches the ball, that's it. It's like a full court press. And then he's coming off the screen, there's two on him. So like if they were doing such a good job of forcing him off the line that they had to resort to Duncan driving in and being our second best finisher behind Jimmy.
And I thought they were getting good looks off that stuff, Pablo. Like they'd send two and then Duncan Bam slips and then Duncan's kind of hitting them in stride, and then that forces the weak side help guy, and then Bam can either try to score, give the short roll pass to the corner.
They're just closing out so well. So when D-Rob will pass out either to either corner, the moment they catch the ball, there's someone there waiting already. And Denver rotates at such a great pace that, like, that's why the Heat just couldn't really get anything. They had Jimmy forcing up threes. Like, they were shooting with 2 seconds left in the shot clock. It was just there's a reason why we didn't reach 100 points. It was anemic. Anemic offense.
Denver has a better defense this year than the Knicks. Like, I know people don't think of Denver as, like, this defensive team, but they're ninth. They're ninth in defense, and they're, you know, they're good. They're solid. And I think specifically the way they defend hurts Miami. And I think they play a drop because of the guards that they play and because of the kind of screen navigators that they have on ball. It's not like Miami can run the handoff stuff that they want when they want to attack drop. And I think your best weapon against that is pull-up shooting, which, again, Hero not being available. I actually think Richardson... Josh would have been huge tonight as well. I think Richardson has that kind of in-between game, and he has the size that I think would have helped him a lot tonight. And Tyler, I tweeted that the zigzagging kind of gets to the look because Denver squeezes space. really well. And I think that Tyler's really good at slithering between that and kind of getting to a spot to get a decent look up. Jimmy doesn't like to be rushed. And I think Denver's defense rushes you a little bit. So that's kind of that. And I think, unfortunately, Rozier should have been the link to kind of help bridge that. It came a little too late in the fourth quarter. He hit some really nice shots, had a couple nice passes to Bam. But unfortunately, his three-point shooting this year is bad. And I see chat saying, like, his legs. Don't let Reggie Miller start a narrative.
I think his lift was fine. Like, he was still jumping on the threes. This just didn't hit the rim. It wasn't it was everything else.
I mean, he just been a bad three-point shooter. Like, the entire time that he's been here, shooting 25% from three since he's been here. So that's not he high. Damn, I'm Jesus.
Nah, look, man. If you're from Miami and you play against somebody who's high, they got more lift than that, bro. Their jumper looks better than that. It was horrible. Like, he was the first air ball. Jesus Christ. My dad, it's bad with my dad, whose dude never plays basketball, was like, yo, I think I could have shot that better. I was like, Dad, I probably think you could have, because it was open too. It was generally like, it was bad, bro.
Orlando would have had a better shot.
My thought process was that, bro, once Terry started hitting those mid ranges, why didn't he just continue with the mid ranges? Why did he settle for that dog shit?
How you airball it?
I don't think. Check. All right. First of all, let's be realistic. That three pointer was a good look in theory, but he was just so booty today that it was like, why are you shooting?
But he was cooking in the mid range, and like how we were talking about, Denver wants you to shoot mid ranges. Take what they're giving you. Like, there's still like what 40 seconds left. If we were going on a two, prayed for a miss free throw. But that three was just, no, we were down what? We were down four, right? When he shot that three.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Yeah,
it was, I don't mind. I never mind the home run three in that situation.
No, it's Pierce. Just Jesus Christ.
I don't even mind it from Jimmy.
No, I don't care about, like, he was open. Like, yeah. If Rozier was hot, that would have been a great shot. Even if he wasn't hot, if he was just having a meh game, that would have been okay. But he was just so off on literally every three, it felt like. Damn, except for that one he hit. Like, it was bad.
Chad says,
nah, don't. No, all right, guys. Relax, look, Deadman sometimes available. We're crossing a bridge. Deadman? That bridge is dead. We can't even cross that.
I wish it was Duncan. Like, if we're going to have someone chuck up a three like that, bro, let it be Duncan, bro.
Chat,
I'm taking
chat saying we miss Lowry. He's gone, guys. He's gone.
He's gone, averaging 3 points for Philly, baby.
It's scary and it's scary. Is it that high?
No, I'm not gonna lie. I had a tweet. The only thing that was scaring me about Terry today was his jump shot. That shit was terrifying. It was a rough game for him. But listen,
I just think that the don't let Reggie Miller control the narrative with the legs. And I just think he has to be better. And I think the saving the ball under your own basket.
Come on. That was
like, he just does shit that I'm like, bro, Jovic wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? And it's like, you're supposed to be the point guard. I'm not too happy with his play. And I think I've been pretty public about it. And I've been pretty hard on him, but if they're going to succeed, they're going to need him to be a little better, especially with Tyler kind of in and out of the lineup as much as he is. Man, just the air balls a heat check, bro.
We barely saw DeLon today.
DeLon was not very good.
Yeah, but like, we only played for like 5 minutes.
The Heat treated this like it was a playoff game. They realistically, they played seven people. I mean,
Jimmy played 40 minutes, which, you know, surprised me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Denver shorthanded and they're not very deep, but they played a lot. Like I said, they played a lot of guys 38 minutes. And again, Miami played Jimmy 40, Bam 35, Duncan 36.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they treated this like a playoff game.
Don't be surprised when Jimmy doesn't play next game. I'm just saying.
No, aren't they off until Saturday?
Oh, okay. Then he's playing.
Yeah, they have tomorrow and then Saturday.
Saturday's a 5 p.m. game.
Yeah, against Utah. Is that in Utah? Probably. No, it's at home. Okay. So they're back home. No more West Coast trip. We are free. Chat, you're free. We're free from the clutches of West Coast basketball.
Jesus. Tired,
these shows, we appreciate you guys rocking with us at 1 a.m. on weeknights. You don't know how much that means to us because I know that I'm tired and we're all tired, and I don't think the quality of show from me personally has been up to my standards given everything, but I ramble. I'm tired, bro. I'm exhausted by the end of this. So thank you for rocking with us and stuff like that. Guys, I don't think we have much else to say, on this night. I think that, that's a bad matchup. They were very competitive. They treated it like a playoff game. Obviously we haven't talked about it, but Jamal Murray got hurt. Hopefully
he gets better.
Yeah, this is not a long-term thing. That sucked also. Because they were getting back in the game when it was Murray with the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of unfortunate because I didn't want that to take away. Obviously I don't want anybody to get hurt, but I also don't want it to take away from what the Heat were doing so well, in that second quarter. So hope that he gets better.
It just felt like as soon as Jokic stepped off the floor, it was like a fucking, like, the just the nicest deep breath. Like, because even when, as soon as he stepped off the floor, like, Miami looked like a competent basketball team.
That's every team against the Nuggets, so I feel like.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, every run that we had was just literally when he stepped off the floor.
But he was like, and I said in the chat, and I was like, he's such a good positional defender. And I remember when Advanced Metrics used to say that Jokic is one of the best defenders in the league. And obviously, he's not. But you kind of see, like,
he's just smart, man.
His IQ is out of
that pass.
Crazy.
That pass, I don't know who, I think it was Jovic, actually.
You're right here. Anyway,
when he got posted up and, like, he's guarding Bam at the free throw line and he sees that they're down screening for Duncan and he doesn't even look. It just looked like he was just got a deflection with his big ass shoulder.
Nuggets. That shit was crazy. It was Kawhi like, bro.
Yeah, I was like, this is. I was like, this man's a cheat code. Like, honestly, he's ridiculous. I don't know. I guess the only positive thing to view from this is they won 5 or 6 out of their 7 road games in a row that they played. Like, you know, 9-3 since the incident. Like, there's the three teams that they lost to happen to be three of the biggest title favorites. Like, you know, like things are still looking good for the team. It's a close game. All three were close games. The Boston game was close. The Clipper game was close. And now today was close. So, there's still hope. Obviously, I still think this team is good. Let's just hope somebody beats Denver if we make it to the finals.
They really missed Kevin Love tonight, too, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Orlando Robinson was a disaster. A disaster.
Not it. So, he was getting cooked, bro.
Let me check my notes.
Jokic saw him in the post, and that's it. It was over with for
what did the notes say, Luke?
Orlando Robinson was Orlando Robinson. That's what the notes say.
Orlando Robinson had a nice 12-minute stint, 0 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist.
He didn't look at the fucking rim today. Like, was he playing scared, bro? Like, he had Reggie Jackson on him 2 times.
Bro, I mean, but listen, if we're being honest, imagine getting called up for your first game in a while and you have to go guard Jokic.
He didn't have to guard him that much. Most of the time, he didn't have to because he was on the bench.
They did a good job of, like, Orlando. Like, Jokic gets out, Smoke taps him on the butt. Get in there, kid.
It's your time to shine.
It's your time do to something. Shine.
You know what something. He did? A big fat milk dud in the points category. Bro, he didn't even attempt a shot, bro. Like,
I was so annoyed when Jimmy would be isolating and he comes to screen on the side and Jimmy's just like, okay, you know, and it just ruined the possession or they're running 2 man on one side. He doesn't know where to be. He just goes to the dunker spot, brings a defender and just ruined. There were other times where he has no synergy with Duncan on handoff. So Duncan pops to get the ball. And he's because Duncan likes the ball like a foot beyond the 3-point line. Orlando's like inside the 3-point line, like trying to hand off to Duncan to curl, you know. And it's like Duncan has to like come back in, and that gives the defender a little extra time. The screen's not as impactful. And then after that, he just doesn't know like when to roll. It was just.
I know it was bad.
He did not look like an NBA player today.
I think it was his first or second possession down the floor. Jimmy's in the game, and they're trying to run a double stagger. And Jimmy, grabbed him and pushed him as, screen here. Like, man, respectfully, dog, you have to be better than that, my man. You have to be better than that. Like you are already, to be very honest, on the outside looking in terms of, the league perspective, you can't go out there. Like, if Thomas Bryant was not suspended, he would have played over him today. And dare I say he might have been fucking better.
No, 100%.
He would have been better. Because he can score. He can score. If there's one thing Thomas Bryant can
do. He knows what to do. He knows where to be on offense.
Yeah, he knows where to screen, guys. And he actually screens. Sometimes they're offensive fouls, but we had Dwayne Dedmon last year. So anything is an improvement.
And Cody Zeller.
No, Cody, if there's one thing Cody Zeller came onto this team for is because when they brought him in for a trial, he was screaming the shit out of them dummies. It was just it was the highlight of Pat Riley was over there that's what we need right there. With this cat, bring him to me. Bring him to
Weird Al says he needs to sign on LaVoy Allen. Don't sleep on LaVoy Allen.
Dude, what Jerry's talking about here, you remember that play where he just dribbled into traffic and just lost the ball? I was mind blown, bro.
Somebody needs to be put in jail and it's not him for passing him the ball on that fast break. I don't remember who it was at this current moment. It might have been DeLon Wright. That's probably why he got benched.
I was like, the fuck you thinking, bro?
Look, not today. No, but it was so fucking bad that just... The 12 minutes were 12 too many. I to be very honest, and I thought he was hurt today because I start watching the game 15 minutes behind. I skip ahead. Why didn't Highsmith play the 5?
I don't. Why didn't Highsmith play at all?
He didn't. Period. I agree with that.
But why didn't we just throw Jovic and Highsmith out there, you know, 4 and 5, whatever, like zone up if you have to. They had Zeke Nagy in the game. Like, they weren't going to him, is my point. Switch everything and just make Highsmith play the Aaron Gordon role defensively for us. Like, I don't know.
Highsmith can guard.
Highsmith doesn't need a break, man. You know who needed a break? The guy who took one today, Kevin Love.
15 minute monster. He easily would have had 10 points today.
I understand, I guess, in theory, that you're just like, okay, like Caleb not playing Highsmith over Caleb, not playing Highsmith over Butler. And they just went with Jovic. And I don't think that was the wrong decision. Although Jovic, again, -16, I do think that, like,
so much of that was just he literally, his minutes mirrored Jokic's minutes.
Yeah. Like,
he only played when Jokic was on the floor. Literally.
Because they need the size. They needed the size.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't think he played that bad, though. I didn't think Jovic played bad.
I think when he looks good, it looks really good. And I think in any other circumstance, it's just untenable. And I know that, like, Bond loves him. And I see what she sees.
I don't think he played bad, though, is my point. Some of the TO stuff, like,
that comes with the game.
To be honest, one was an elite fucking play by Jokic. Like, an elite read. Like, it was a good pass to Duncan on a backdoor. He had a free 2 points. The other one, Caleb didn't completely fill to the corner. The Heat don't know how to run a fast break. Shocks nobody. They're the fucking 27th pace team on the league. Like, this is not what they're good at. So it's trying to conform to him. I thought he started the game well.
Defensively, he was rough, which is typically the problem with him.
And you think so? I thought he did a good enough job on Gordon.
Nah, I mean, I think when he had to come help, I thought he was late a lot.
Yeah, but I think he's better in zone. Jovic is better in zone.
And they played the zone in Jokic less minutes tonight, which I thought was interesting, which I felt that was probably Spo trying to absolutely fucking suffocate the non-Jokic minutes without Murray.
And they were hitting. And Aaron Holiday hit a three right with when the zone happened. I remember watching that right there. Corner wide open.
But he had missed like two or three. Like, the zone did his job, man.
I think
we got a couple of TOs. Hawkins had a couple of TOs. Martin played good too on defense. Duncan stripping KCP, like, we had some small shining moments, but it was just not enough against a team that you need more than just a few moments.
Not enough. So hopefully, you know, they could take from this and get them back in Miami. All in all, a nice comeback for them and a moral victory for the Miami Heat competing in Denver. We take those, especially given the circumstances of the game. So, guys, we appreciate you staying with us up all night, staying with us on this road trip. I believe that is the last 10 p.m. start of the season. So,
That's cool.
We are free from the clutches of West Coast basketball. And thank you guys for joining us today. Again, I can't wait to go to bed. We will see you on Saturday. I may be able to do the Saturday post game show. I don't know. That is TBD at the moment. But man, if not,
I'll be here.
Look, if G doesn't do it, y'all got my. I don't want to say y'all got my word because I got a busy day. But look, man, we're locking in. The Heat are locked in. We're locking in.
I have a 9 o'clock. I could probably do it. I think I can do it.
I'm in jail. I always got time. You feel me? So
the Heat actually have a nice little break because they don't play Monday or Sunday. They play Tuesday against Detroit, which was the game circled in the event that Detroit never won again. So glad we made it. Catch y'all hopefully this weekend. If not, I'll see y'all probably Monday for a pod. Night.